Yeah. But school, we had to go every Thursday in school. So then it's just a high school of kids farting.
Right.
Everyone's farting. Or like screaming. Somebody would like yell shit. It was the funniest. It was the best. And then team mass for football. That was just like the football team in a chapel.
Saturdays.
On Friday before the game.
Okay.
And it was, you got to listen to your dumbass teammates try to read. Like, be like, and today, the vibes like that. And you're just like, holy shit. Yeah, it was, they asked me to read. I was like, I literally will howl. I will be dying laughing the entire time.
Dude.
I can't read.
I went to it. When's the last time you went to mass?
It's been a while.
Yeah. I went, when we were up in New Hampshire, there's like a church island that I went to. And I was like, I want to see what it's like. I want to see like what the homily.
Say about 5-10 minutes in, you're like.
Dude, the guy was unbelievably bad. It sounded like he found out about Christianity the day before.
Was it Catholic?
No. Protestant.
There's your problem.
Yeah.
Do they have fucking a guitar?
No, but they were close. It was close. It was like, yeah.
I went to a Catholic. The last Catholic mass I was at, it was just, oh yeah, I flew down to Florida for my uncle's funeral. And they didn't even have a service. They mentioned us during the mass. It was just a regular mass.
Okay.
I was in like a suit. It's like, why the fuck did we
do it? It was like the happy birthday.
I thought it was
a
funeral.
Baseball game?
Yeah. Yeah. And then towards the end, they were like, and also we pray for Don Bowie and his family. And we were all just like, I flew to Florida. But it was weird. It was a Catholic mass and they had the fucking band.
Yeah.
They had a guitar and a drum set.
Trying to make church cool drives me crazy.
Yeah, don't
make
do
it
that.
Keep it scary.
Yeah, make it very scary.
Scary is the way to go.
What do you do in Jewish church?
The last time I went to synagogue was
you guys sit
after 9/11.
Ooh, did you guys high five in there?
Whoa,
after 9/11, you went to the celebratory fucking synagogue?
Why would we high five? Oh, you think it's the Jews that did it? Okay. I didn't know if the argument was it was justification then for Jews to do other, you know, whatever.
Do they have rock and roll synagogue?
When I was growing up, I went to a Reform synagogue. Somebody did play guitar.
Really? She's a Jew, ripping.
Yeah, there's a tree of life to those who hold fast to it. Yeah. All of its supporters are happy.
What? What was the Jewish song?
The tree of life.
Tree of life.
Yeah.
How does it go?
And then there's like Shalom Rav Israel of the sea.
Damn, you're really Jewish. That's good. I support all my Jewish friends in this hard time. You guys are going through it.
Yeah.
Have you noticed a rise in anti-Semitism, or is it just hanging out with me?
You know, I have
noticed a rise in anti-Semitism.
It's hilarious.
But
I start wearing my pendant.
The pendant's gonna be nice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be on that.
I almost want to see what you do with it. Like,
I wish you didn't tell me.
Yeah, I had to.
But if it's the pie symbol, I would have gotten it wrong.
Yeah,
I was like, the fucking pie symbol. You fucking math dork. Like, it's actually Jewish. I'd be like, even worse.
Yeah, that feels like I had a that if I don't say it, it's like a horror movie that I don't know when I'm going to get attacked. You know?
What is what does the thing represent?
Like, good luck, air quotes.
Okay. Why the quotes?
That's my understanding. Oh, I haven't really looked. That's what my grandma told me. So, we'll see. Maybe I'll.
Because you're supposed to. You guys have, like, pendants for specific things, though, right?
I don't know.
You have saints?
No.
No.
Or any, like.
I don't even think.
What are the other characters?
They don't even have a Messiah, bro. They killed.
True.
Yeah, they're not.
They got one, and they're like, no. This one's not good enough.
No.
Hey guys, it's me, the Messiah. No. Not you. Things are bad. We don't want good things. We like being bad. They were bad boys.
Yeah.
Would you have done that? Would you have crucified him?
If, well, listen, I'm very much a go with the flow type of guy.
I probably would have.
Oh, yeah.
Some
guy fucking yapping on
like, yeah, like, oh, I said that. Yeah, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
What's that?
After that Nexium, do you know like that sex cult?
Oh, yeah.
And there's a documentary and there's like all his supporters outside the jail.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get being like, we got to off this guy.
Could you, could you imagine if you're a Pontius Pilate and you had Jesus in your district?
I used to do that joke. That was my,
really?
I had a Jesus joke about like, okay, like he didn't look like, he looked like shit. You ever see that rendering of him? He looked like fucking Dobby from Harry Potter. He was like 4'2" wearing a potato sack running around like, give money to the poor. I was like, I've never met a poor person that didn't say that. Every single homeless guy's like, help. Then he's hanging out with hookers. And everyone's like, why are you hanging out with hookers? He's like, fuck you, dude. You do bad shit too. Like, I've never met someone who didn't do that. Every single dude that gets with a hooker is like, who the fuck are you to judge, motherfucker? Like, none of his messages were that special. And then the Jews are like, get rid of him.
You're not doing that joke anymore?
Sorry. Isn't that like part of the Passion of the Christ is like the Roman Empire too was on Pontius's ass about, dude, yeah, you got to keep that place in order.
Yeah. And also it was during when they did crucify him, it was during like a religious holiday for Jewish people. So the city was packed, like hundreds of thousands of people. And there was like 200 Roman soldiers in a garrison. And there was already like civil unrest. And then they were like, you got to kill this guy. They had no, they would have,
yeah,
they had to.
It's a tinderbox.
Yeah. If they were like, no, they were, the Jews would have been, oh, God. Yeah, we're going to get in there. We're going to get you.
What's the story about Jesus flipping the tables, the money changers?
Yeah, you guys were out front fucking selling shit in the temple. And he was like, get that shit out of here.
Oh, it's outside the temple.
Selling
okay.
fucking merch at the temple.
I didn't know
this. This is for God. Stop trying to fucking sell shit all the time.
Stop trying to make money.
Yeah, like, oh God, our tables. What
helps
have you
the
done?
World go round? Nobody wanted to do it. Everybody wanted the Jews to go to hell. And suddenly the Jews got rich, and then all of a sudden we decided it was a bad idea.
Yeah. It was so funny. Yeah.
It's a good point.
Yeah. You weren't there's no banking, right? Banking was like illegal.
I think it was loans.
Yeah,
usury.
Some 6% shit like that.
Yeah, usury.
Yeah.
It's called that's like loans, but I also understand wanting to make it illegal because it like you would money lend at like 50%. Like people didn't understand interest. So if you understood it, you would just
I would have been taken for everything.
Yeah.
It'd be like, you want $50? I'd be like, yeah. Like, all right, you owe us $290. I'm like, sure. Oh fuck. What have I done?
I remember hearing that somewhere where like the Pope was very close with the Jews. And every time they decided to kill a bunch of Jews, he had to like meet with the guy and be like, hey, man.
My hands are tied.
It's tax season.
Yeah. You guys know how this goes. It's tax season. There's going to be some real unhappy people. So they're going to take it out on you. You guys are good at that, though.
What bit?
Money.
Yeah, the money stuff.
That's a good thing to be good at.
Yeah. I mean, that's at least my understanding from one book that I read.
Yeah.
Was that it was sort of an illegal thing, and because people thought you'd go to hell if you did it, they let the Jews do it.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for the Jews on that one.
I guess.
Yeah.
Just being like, yeah.
We'll do it.
Yeah. They're afraid of ghosts. So we get to have all the money because they think they're going to go to a fire. They think they're going to burn forever. I wonder if Jews have that. Those guys had that thought, though, just like on their deathbeds, being like, "I hope those guys weren't right. I hope everybody I've ever met wasn't right."
I bet you they did. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'd have that thought.
Yeah, I'm gonna have that thought.
I'm gonna have it.
Yeah.
Oh no! Wait!
Yeah. let me say something nice real quick. Fuck! I'd never say nice things.
Sorry, I tried to feel smart, dude.
Oh, I remember like it when in my hardcore like atheism days, I would be like, I would never. They always talk about people like deathbed confessions.
Oh,
like,
you're gonna be begging,
dude.
You're gonna be begging,
crying like a bitch. Yeah,
it's like my favorite Norm. Just being a coward at death, like death coming to me and be like, no, take my grandson instead. Not me,
dude.
So far, my like the